In 3, 2, 1. Everybody, welcome back to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus Bluesy Tuesday, episode number 7. We are going to be talking today about the Black Crowes reincarnation as Magpie Salute. So stick around. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus Bluesy Tuesday, episode 7. And we're going to be talking about the Magpie Salute. Real quick, though, our website is ludinirockandrollcircus.com. Please go there. Please share the podcasts around. The most important thing you can do to support great guitar-driven rock. The second most important thing you can do is buy a little merchandise there. There's a cool, some shirts and hoodies and cup mugs and shot glasses and all kind of fun stuff. You can get all that stuff there. As well as, if you want to get a little deeper, you want exclusive music, exclusive video, exclusive conversation, please join us in our inner circle at lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. That is lulombardimusic.com/innercircle, and we will get you all hooked up there with the inner circle situation there with exclusive music, video, and conversation. Okay, guys, let's get into it. The Black Crowes, I think it's like a permanent hiatus, okay? But instead, we have these guys right here. This is the Magpie Salute. High Water Number 1 is their album out right now. They formed basically in 2016, 2017, they released a live album. So their first record was actually a live album, but this is their first studio album, and killer band. They've got a single out right now called Omission. It's actually been out for a while. The single's called Omission. There's a cool video to it. We're going to talk about that in a second. Great blues-based guitar stuff. If you were familiar with kind of where the Black Crowes were kind of headed on their last album, it was more Counting Crows than Black Crowes. The sort of great riffs and stuff really weren't happening. They were kind of pursuing a more Americana singer-songwriter type vibe. But now they're back to stuff like this. This is the riff from Omission. Very blues-based. Okay, so I should get my face back up on the screen while I'm doing that. So let me do it one more time so you guys can see me. Okay, you can't get any more blues-based than that. It's a very cool band. Let's go ahead and take a quick peek at the video for Omission, and you can check it out. It's got a cool sound. So you got Rich's playing that SG there. Rich Robinson. There's Mark Ford. Some cool bluesy leads in the beginning there. Now this is John Hogg, who's the lead singer. Check him out. They even have the female backing vocalist, very similar to what the Black Crowes were doing when they were playing real rock and roll. So it's very cool to have these guys out there in Rockland putting out great blues based rock, guitar driven rock. So you guys can check that out. Their website is themagpiesalute.com. That's the website right there. Okay, guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us today. That is this week's Bluesy Tuesday. The Magpie Salute. You can follow us at lulombardimusic.com. Excuse me. You can follow us at ludinirockandrollcircus.com to get all kind of cool podcasts. We do interviews. There are a lot of great music podcasts. There's our hard rock and metal podcast is there as well. So you can check that out at ludinirockandrollcircus.com. If you want to get some behind-the-scenes stuff, you want exclusive music, video, and conversation, please join us at lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. Guys, let's keep great guitar-driven rock Rock Alive. And we will catch you guys all next time on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.